Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. A mixed EU reaction to Greek elections. European Union finance ministers meeting in Brussels are suggesting a willingness to give Greece more time to pay back its debt, but there is little support for a total write-off. Lisa Bryant reports.
Heading into a key meeting of finance ministers from the 19-member euro currency zone, Chairman Jorin Dijsselbloem said the group is open to talks with the new Greek government on extending but not forgiving Athens' massive debt.
We fully understand that a lot of work has to be done, and we stand ready to support them. Of course, membership of the eurozone also means that you comply to all that we have agreed with each other. Writing off debt in nominal value, I don't think there's a lot of support for that in the eurozone.
Dijsselbloem's remarks came as 40-year-old Alexis Tsipras was sworn in as Greece's new prime minister, a day after his left-wing Syriza party won legislative elections. He says he will form a coalition government with the right-wing Nationalist Independent Greeks Party. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
President Barack Obama pledged $4 billion in American investments and loans to India on the second day of a three-day visit to India. Mr. Obama told a business conference attended by U.S. and Indian corporate executives there are still too many barriers in completing deals between the two countries. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi pledged reforms in his country to cut business taxes and eliminate obstacles that have deterred corporations from investing there. A monitoring group says Kurdish fighters took control of the long-besieged Syrian town of Kobani Monday after months of fighting Islamic State militants, though the U.S. military is not declaring the battle over. Street-by-street warfare has nearly emptied Kobani of civilians since Islamic State fighters began their offensive in July. A drone strike killed three suspected al-Qaeda militants Monday in Yemen. The unmanned aircraft targeted a vehicle in Yemen's eastern desert. Uncertainty remains in the capital, Sana'a, following a takeover by Houthi rebels last week. The upheaval and subsequent resignations by the Yemen president and his cabinet prompted the United States to suspend consular services at its embassy in Sana'a beginning Monday. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg condemned what he called a sharp escalation of violence by Russia-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine and dismissed Russian President Vladimir Putin's claim the Ukrainian army is a NATO legion. Following a meeting the NATO-Ukraine Commission held in Brussels at the request of Ukraine's government, Mr. Stoltenberg said indiscriminate attacks like last Saturday's rocket attack on the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol, which killed 30 civilians and injured around 100, are unjustified and unacceptable. Ebola is on the wane in Liberia. Cases have declined from a peak of more than 300 a week in August to fewer than 10 per week this month. Lisa Schlein has details.
Liberia's Minister for Commerce and Industry, Axel Addy, said Monday that 13 of 15 counties now are reporting zero cases of Ebola for 21 days, the period of incubation for the disease. He says the dramatic drop in the number of people falling ill from the virus is giving rise to hopes that this menace is nearing its end.
We think we can make it to zero by end of February, the latest. We're very close to that.
Addy attributes this dramatic turnaround to better logistics and greater community participation. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A captured Lord's Resistance Army commander made his first appearance before the International Criminal Court in The Hague Monday. Dominic Ongwen faces three counts of crimes against humanity and four counts of war crimes in connection with LRA attacks in Uganda in 2004. A Greek fighter jet crashed during NATO training in Spain, killing 10 people. More than a dozen people were injured, seven of them very seriously, and remain in critical condition. The two-seat jet was taking off when it crashed into parked planes involved in the NATO exercise at the Los Llanos base in southeastern Spain. About 30 million people in the northeastern United States are preparing for a powerful winter storm that could dump up to 90 centimeters of snow and cripple transportation. The National Weather Service said the storm would bring heavy snow, hurricane-strength winds, and widespread coastal flooding through Tuesday. More than 3,500 flights have been canceled. The storm will affect an area stretching from New Jersey to the Canadian border, including New York City and Boston, which could get up to a meter of snow. I'm Ray Kugel reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.